There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke.
I'm stupid.
You're going to produce jobs.
Federal government. The stupid that they think. So doggone on the other side is why people. I don't know.
Scott Bell. Robert.
For a change. Tell the people.
It's just an outright to lie.
That's
won't see anything.
We'll see $250
Make it.
Dude, somebody.
We have a potential.
Security, get in.
Joe. Health emergency.
You know.
Ladies, can I please ask a gentleman? And I need your attention. To stop all of you doing stop what you're doing.
The Roberts.
And listen.
Scott Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Well, let's
go.
Millions of dollars.
Wow.
All these jobs and
cut that out. You're just having too much fun on the board there.
You know, we coming into this segment, we were getting ready to talk about a story on cannabis.
Right. Yeah.
And I think somebody over at GCN accidentally misunderstood and thought we said crack.
Yeah, and they gave the computer crack, and that's what it did, right?
Yeah.
Weird, man, weird. Well, listen, we just had our political fix for the week. We always do with Jonathan E. Mord and Norm Singleton dropping by from Campaign for Liberty, which is always a lot of fun. Now we do a little bit of other kind of healing. This hour, naturopath, good friend, Roseanne Lindsay from Wisconsin. She doesn't say it like that, I don't think, but she's the author of the book Nature of Healing, natureofhealing.org. She's going to join us to answer a question on magnesium. And also, we're going back to our good friends in the jolly old England. The jolly old England. Yes, our UK health correspondent, Amanda Thompson. Always a blast when we have her as well. So balancing out the raw masculinity of this show today. That's the good news. The bad news is, if you don't teach your kids about the law of silence, there could be some trouble related to a plant.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yes, this is a courtesy announcement about the law of silence under the guise of a cannabis update. Now, if you utilize cannabis medically, lawfully, legitimately, legally even, even if your state, and this is an interesting thing, even if your state, like in Kansas, I don't think it's a medical marijuana state yet, or if it is, it's a very narrow window to do it. And you have kids, and you're using it for you. You tell your kids to be as quiet as a mouse on the subject. They should not talk to anybody about this. Particularly, again, not the CBD issue, because the CBD is available and legal and long, you know, in all 50 states as a dietary supplement. But you know how kids are, and this is a real interesting thing, and I would support what this kid did, yet in the context of knowing what state you're in, that's very important. Because if you did this in California, if you did this in Colorado or Washington, you know, or even the District of Columbia now because of the laws regarding the use of cannabis, no problem. But I respect what this kid did. I'm about to tell you what he did. And Super Don, do you remember this, the DARE program, D-A-R-E,
Drug you know,
Abuse
was,
Resistance Education?
Yeah, the DARE program was something that started after I was out of, you know, that school age. It was something.
Well, it was
that,
late 80s. You were still there. Come on, man.
Late 80s?
Yeah, late 80s,
well,
early 90s.
I graduated in 87, so it was maybe right around that time.
Oh, right after that time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. The DARE officer, they come in and tell stories to frighten you, you know, fighting people that were high on PCP, ankle dust.
They take the cars that they confiscated from drug dealers and turn them into, so they're always driving around Corvettes and Camaros. And
right, high-end sports cars, drug dealers confiscated, right? And, you know, evidently they're still around.
Yeah.
And they're still giving lectures, you know, to try to scare kids off of drugs. Now, I wish they were scaring kids off of the pharmaceutical drugs approved by the FDA, quite honestly. Those are much more dangerous. Now, I'm not comparing them to the danger of PCP, angel dust, crack, things like that, but cannabis. Because the DARE programs have not caught up with the reality of what cannabis is as a plant, what hemp is as a plant. And they're still, of course, using the term marijuana. And they are basically going full tilt on how dangerous this, the marijuana is. But this particular school, a young boy, do you know how old this boy was? I'm just trying to look at his age here.
I want to I wanted to say he was 11. Is that?
Yeah, 10 or 11 is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Shona is the mom, but Shona's son was listening to the misinformation given by the authorities from DARE in his class during their drug education, telling them how, you know, they all say, marijuana, it's the gateway drug, it's the devil's weed, all of that. But this little boy, he's a smart kid. He knows his mom has successfully used medical marijuana to treat her Crohn's disease. Right? We talked about the benefit to the gastrointestinal system. And so he knows this is a lie. He's seen it in his own mother. His mother got well. So he stands up and he says, you're not telling the truth. My mom got well because of this plant. And then he was pulled from the class, sent to the office for questioning by authorities without his mother even being present. He didn't show up for school. Shona Banda, is her name, contacted the school to be told her son had been detained by authorities. And she had to go to the police station. She goes to the station, find out that they were obtaining a search warrant to go raid her house. And they found 2 ounces of cannabis flower, 1 ounce of cannabis oil.
Right.
Again, especially if your kids are in public school, especially there. Government indoctrination centers with stupid people who can't think clearly. Now, they didn't arrest, I think they threatened her with arrest, but they didn't arrest her. They're
no
not sure what they want to do.
Point.
No charges.
Yeah, no charges at this point, and they are recommending that her son be placed in the custody of her ex-husband.
Right. They're afraid that, yeah, she's using medical marijuana, so the boy can't be there. Now, man, but it's interesting that she wasn't arrested, because what it shows you, though, in that regard, is that the medical authorities and the authorities, cops, are very nervous about the change in consciousness of the people. If you start arresting moms who have been healed with this plant, and it's become common knowledge, fairly common knowledge, except in the dunderheads of dunderheads within the hardcore fundamentalist Christian sects that don't see this plant as a creation of God, and then just the drug crazies that are just basically trying to say, all of the drugs that y'all get on the street are dangerous, the ones we officially recommend through the government are good. Those are crazies as well. Or they could be the CIA crazies doing drug running their own, and they don't want competition.
Right.
But here you've got a classic example of a kid innocently calling out the authorities on their lies, and then the trouble that ensues because of it. So this is where, and listen, I've gotten into trouble in my young life. Not for cannabis or anything, but for speaking out against authority. I mean, I had it in me. It was in my DNA from the get-go.
I never did that.
You know, of course you didn't,
no,
Super Don.
No.
That's why we hang out, right? Dude, I mean, all the times I spoke out, I had to learn this very important lesson called the law of silence. No, this doesn't mean you have to become a monk and live in a cave. It just means you have to know when you can safely speak out. There are times, and I've urged folks to speak out loudly when I felt it was appropriate on certain things, particularly on this vaccine exemption issue, the scapegoating of families who don't want to vaccinate. It is time to speak out on that. But if you have a child in a public school and they utter one positive statement about a plant that some people feel is a dangerous drug, even though it isn't, then these kids, you need to take them aside and explain to them and be sure they understand hardcore. Do you want to be taken away from mommy and daddy? I mean, that, I'm putting the fear of what reality could happen to them. Again, particularly in the government schools. That's an important lesson. Yeah.
That is a tough one. And, you know, unfortunately, Kansas is one of those states that really is just way behind the rest right. of the world as far as this goes, because in Kansas, if you possess even something as small as a gram mm-hmm. of marijuana, you can go to jail for up to a year and have a $1,000 fine, like that.
But but it's interesting, even with that, with 2 ounces, they didn't arrest this woman.
Not so yet. I mean,
yeah, I know. It's not that they're not going yet. To, but...
Not
but
yet, because the judge that was there, he listed a whole bunch of charges she was going to be charged with. And you can imagine. I mean, just not just drug possession, but child endangerment, and mm-hmm. who knows what.
Yeah. So anyway, not everybody's up to speed on this, and I'm telling you, God bless you if you're getting well with a plant. But at the same time, you got to realize it's like being in the Matrix movie. You know, the agents are everywhere. If they're not out of the Matrix, they're still in it and they're a potential enemy. I know it's sad to have to say that.
They're all wearing sunglasses.
Right. And they're all wearing sunglasses and dark suits. They're not all cool like Keanu Reeves. But the
Keanu?
Keanu?
Keanu.
Keanu. Keanu? Did I say it right that time?
Keenaw.
You know, we're going to have a lot of fun with Amanda Thomas today, because I know I'm going to screw up on some British terms that I don't even know.
Yeah,
there's
you
just
know
no
what?
Way around
yeah,
it.
What a great, great article that somebody wrote about stuff. There's a list. You're not going to believe what's on it.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. Anyway, read up on the story. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I don't want anybody to get in trouble for doing the right thing, right? So keep your kids close on this issue. Until the states change, you know, and the people and the consciousness completely shifts. It's happening. It's happening. But it's not happening in Chris Christie's large derriere. I'm sorry. Chris Christie is an ass.
It's crispy, isn't it?
Yeah, at this point it is. It's in a donut shop in New Hampshire. Why? Because he's got the munchies. Why? Because he wants to attack people who use cannabis. He says if he were president, he would crack down on legal marijuana use. He doesn't understand the 10th Amendment. He doesn't understand the Constitution and state nullification. This guy is not qualified to be president. He's not qualified to be governor based on his lack of understanding.
Look, there's no way he could be president. Nobody's going to elect him for president anyway, so.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he came out and showed his AFS. Yeah. All right, great moments in science. Super Don, before we're done with this segment, where do they hear it? Because you got another one. We don't have time to play it today.
I'm going to post it on Facebook. I'll put it up on the YouTube channel.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got a new one. You know, last time it was...
the weighing of farts, right?
How do you weigh a fart? And,
right, what is this
today,
one? Equally offensive?
Today it's going to be, why do people see Jesus in toast?
What?
They did it. There was a study. In fact, a guy won a prize for this study.
Great moments in science. Why do people see Jesus in toast? All right, well, if you want to hear that, Super Donald blasted out through social media, put it up on our YouTube channel, at RS Bell Media is the Twitter account. The RS Bell Media channel on YouTube is where you can see that. And, of course, robertscottbell.com. Coming back, Roseanne Lindsay is going to help me answer a question of the day. And Amanda Thomas, UK health correspondent. Stick with us.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
From time to time, we get questions of the day that come through here, and I like to answer them, but I even like it better when sometimes I don't have to, and I ask somebody else to do it. I remember when I was on with Carol Alt on Fox News, and she had me answer the questions of the day for her once. So I thought, hey, why not bring on somebody like that? And we've got Roseanne Lindsay to answer one of these questions, so let's go to the theme song, and then we'll bring it up.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, so the question of the day comes from Madison, Wisconsin. Of course, that's why Roseanne Lindsay, author of Nature of Healing, is here with us. And Roseanne, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. It's spring here. The weather's warming up, and so I'm happy to be here with you.
Well, I got to head to Syracuse, New York. I hope there's no ice there, but I know where you've had a brutal winter as well. But anyway, warm it up with some magnesium, perhaps, because we have a question of the day from somebody actually in Madison, Wisconsin. This is from someone named Krista. She says, hello, RSB, love your show and all the useful info you provide. My question involves magnesium. My husband has heart flutterings. He has been to the doctor, had a battery of tests and blood work. Everything is normal. He was diagnosed with premature ventricular contractions and sent home with no solutions other than to take a beta blocker, which he isn't going to do. He has a very physical job, so we were thinking an electrolyte deficiency, but nothing we've tried seems to work. Also, in my own research, I came across an article that said magnesium can help with these. Are magnesium supplements safe, and could this help? Is there anything else we can try? We eat very clean diet, but don't smoke and are active. Thank you. So, Roseanne, what can we do for Krista and her husband?
I guess we first have to realize that where most of us are magnesium deficient just by default. Our soils are completely depleted of magnesium as far as and as far as other minerals as well. Mm-hmm. And that means our foods are deficient. So if we can boost our foods that are high in magnesium as much as possible, that's always my first choice. But if we go to supplements directly, there are so many to choose from. It's like it's so hard to figure out which one is the best one. There's magnesium citrate, magnesium taurate, malate, glycinate, chloride, oxide. There's so many. Which one is the best one? And in her case, for her husband, mm-hmm. if you look down the list, taurate is seems to be the best choice for people with cardiovascular issues, since it's known to prevent arrhythmias and it's also known to stabilize cell membranes, apparently. It's also well absorbed in the body and mm-hmm. and but contains no laxative properties like a citrate would, which would help with constipation. But I would also suggest like doing Epsom salt baths because those are magnesium sulfates, and you could get the benefits of both magnesium and sulfur, which your body needs as well for ligaments, joints, nails, hair. And if you would do one cup of Epsom salt in a bath at least twice a week, that's mm-hmm. a great way to absorb it through the whole body, through the skin.
Excellent. No, that's awesome. And I remember when I was out at the Natural Products Expo, I met the Australian family, if you remember. They had developed a magnesium cream. And I've used magnesium oil, but it can be kind of itchy. But this cream was really good that you can get from my friends at Harmony Cone, harmonycone.com. They have the Electra magnesium cream, so that's another option as well. Have you used topical magnesium?
I have used the oil myself, but like you say, you have to kind of keep it on for 20 minutes and then wash it off in the shower, which, you know, if you don't want to walk around in your robe for 20 minutes before
right.
you have to, you know, it's a little complicated. But, you know, if there's one mineral deficiency like magnesium, there's probably many more mineral deficiencies. So just looking at magnesium is a way to start. But I would also suggest looking to other holistic means, foods, or even apple cider vinegar is great for cardiovascular health.
Yes.
I'm finding that my clients who are really mineral deficient, especially magnesium deficient, benefit from nettle tea infusion, which nettles in the spring is the best time to have this nettle tea infusion because it's just growing now.
Perfect timing. Well, literally, they are in Madison, Wisconsin, and you mentioned clients. How can Krista and her husband seek you out? Maybe they want to sit down and talk with you about this.
Excellent. I would hope that she would consider that. She can go to my website, which is natureofhealing.org, or she can call me at 608-575-7573. 608-575-7573.
7573. And we have it listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Her book, Nature of Healing, Roseanne Lindsay, and you can get that on Amazon as well, natureofhealing.org. I highly recommend it. And you're a wealth of knowledge, information, and great compassion with the people who have consulted with you. I'm very grateful for your help. So, Krista, I would urge you, if you haven't done so already and found a solution, not only the magnesium, which is a great solution, but seek out the help of Roseanne Lindsay. Thank you, Roseanne, for answering the question of the day today.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, stick around. We've got Amanda from the UK, our health correspondent across the pond, coming up. And you know it's going to be silly and irreverent as well. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Superdons, great to have Roseanne Lindsay on to answer the question of the day last segment. I think we've got a theme going here. We've got girl power this hour because we're going to go to London now for our, well, around London anyway, for our UK health correspondent, Amanda Thomas. Hey. She's back.
Hey. I'm here.
And the crowd goes wild. You know, they do that polite clap, right? The little tap, pat, 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 the polite clap.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's a British thing. We're here, and we want to make all Britons feel good. We've got a lot of fans in Great Britain, in the United Kingdom. And, you know, talk about, what do you call it, busting stress? Do they say that over in England, busting
stress? Stress busting, yes.
Stress busting.
Kind of take it down a notch.
Okay, we're going to take it down a notch and find out the top 50 things. I don't think we'll go through all 50, but we'll pick out some of the highlights that make Britons feel great. The Britons, for those in Washington, D.C., are people that live in the United Kingdom. They're Britons, they're called that. Is that what I do have that right, don't I?
Yes.
Okay.
We're all Brits here.
So the most likely things to make people feel great in Great Britain. I'll tell you, my number one was getting some good organic food when I was there. I think I went to Organic Planet, and that was a nice breakfast time I had there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I did. It was great. But other than that, these 50, the list of 50 here, do you have any opinions of them before we dive headlong in?
You know, I think that sleeping in a freshly made bed, I think that has to be number one. I mean, I agree with that, because there is nothing nicer than, I mean, you could tie that in with having a feeling clean after a shower and then getting into a clean bed.
Right, but that's a female thing. The men, they don't care if it's a fresh.
Well, for the men, they could be cleaning wax out of their ear, which is number 48.
I can't believe that made the list. You know, that's good for my friends Doc Harmony at harmonycone.com, because they got ear candles, although technically that doesn't suck the wax out of your ear, but it does sort of clean them. So that's a good one.
And then they're squeezing a spot at 47. So once you squeeze the spot.
Yeah.
Cleaned the wax out of your ears, had a bath or a shower, and got into the clean sheets of your bed, then, I mean, that's it. You'd be just...
All right, well, hold on a second. What is squeezing a spot?
Zit. Squeezing a zit.
Oh, lovely.
Popping a zit? Really?
Lovely. Squeezing a spot. That's right. But thing is that makes that kind of gross is that you also have a spot of tea. So I'm just thinking I'm not drinking that tea anymore.
No. Avoid it at all costs. You just don't know what's in it.
No, especially when you call it a spot and it's a zit and I'm confused. Anyway, so that's good. But it sounds like the Britons are into hygiene, which is...
Well, it does, because singing in the shower is in here as well. So, you know, I mean, everything seems to be centered around the bathroom, because actually 49 is cleaning the bathroom. We can't see together.
No, that doesn't make sense to me. Who did this list? Why would the thing that makes you happy, who says cleaning the bathroom, I guess a clean bathroom could make you happy, but cleaning the bathroom?
Well, that's right. To go into a bathroom cleaned by somebody else would make me happy.
Well,
but
listen, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Having raised five kids, cleaning the bathroom, no, was not fun.
Also, if you don't have a husband, you know, men are slobs.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, just so you know.
You don't have to convince me. I'm on the same page as you with that.
Right. By the way, has spring sprung there? Because when I was there, it was rather chilly. I found a spot of sun one day when I was there, basically.
What, a zit of sun?
I squoze it for all it was worth. Let's just say that.
Sorry. I was squeezing the spot. You know the one I like?
What one?
Everybody likes this, whether you're 5 years old, you're 50 years old. Popping bubble wrap.
That's good fun.
Was that on the list, though?
Number 32, popping bubble wrap. Yeah.
Oh, so that could be a universal thing. That's interesting.
I like it. And then 28, rainbows. Oh,
isn't that cute? The Brits are so sweet. Now, Amanda, let me ask you, because I was asking you about springtime. I want to know, since I've been there, has it warmed up at all?
It sure has. We've all got major sunburn issues here this week.
That bad? I mean, really, the sun has come out?
No, really that bad. There are people going around looking like lobsters.
That's what they usually do when they come to Florida.
Well, that's right. Well, they're doing it early over here.
All right. Well, getting the base tan going so they can come and visit.
I mean, yesterday it was... Do you operate in centigrade or Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit, typically, yes.
Okay. Well, because yesterday I think it was the hottest day. They reckon that was the hottest day of the year so far.
Yeah. What was it?
What was it? Around where I am, it was about 70, 75.
That's cold. Are you kidding me? I can hardly break a sweat at 70 to 75.
Not for us, it's not cold.
I know. At that level, you're running naked in the streets.
I was. Well, I was running naked in the garden until the neighbors complained because the fences have blown down in the storm.
Well, don't be walking around naked in the yard when the fences are down. You know how that is. The neighbors, oh boy.
I know.
If you were go ahead, Super Don. I'm sorry. We were digressing into walking around naked in the yard. Not a good topic.
Well, I don't know whether these guys do that or not, but I've got a question. On the list of 1 through 50,
mm-hmm.
How did number 50 become the royal family?
Well, people just had to say it, didn't they? It was like, oh, we love squeezing zits. Oh, we love.
Cleaning the wax out of your ears.
Yes.
And cleaning the bathroom and squeezing zits. Beat out the royal family.
Yeah.
I guess that's an afterthought. People thought we've got to, oh my God, we forgot to mention the royal family. Yes, we love
you. You know what? It's funny. I think politics is universal because I think if this list was done here, you'd probably see Barack Obama pretty close to the bottom of the list as well.
Yeah, always.
Or Congress, right?
We forgot to mention the Congress, exactly. Well, this is interesting. I mean, there's a lot of similarities I could see in certain areas. In the summertime, freshly cut grass may be a fond memory, although I want people to grow gardens, grow food more than grass, unless the grass is to feed your cow, if you have a cow. Or a goat, exactly. That was hard to keep up with goats, though. They'll eat everything.
Speaking of cow, a perfectly cooked steak, number 25.
Is that look at that. Okay, a cow. Not bison?
Bison cooking in the morning.
Yeah. Doing exercise made the list. That's good. I notice a lot of folks there that probably need a little bit, but that's true, again, everywhere as well. We've become a sedentary Western world. Making a perfectly baked cake or pie. You know how much we love to do that here because my wife can just do it so well.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, we had a sour cream blueberry pie, organic blueberries. Oh my gosh.
When your wife makes one of those, you get on the air and you make sure that you just rub it.
Everybody knows.
Hey, Super Don, I've got a great organic blueberry chocolate chip.
Did you like yesterday where she had made an organic lasagna?
And then cordon bleu, I think it was the day before that.
She was just going bonkers in the kitchen. I love it. Okay.
Hey Robert, you know what didn't make this list?
What didn't make the list?
Coffee enema.
What's wrong with you Britons, Amanda? Come on, that should be top 50.
It was probably a clerical error
they've never tried it like Superdon. They don't know what they're missing.
But I'll tell you what, talking about being a sedentary nation,
yes,
they reckon that if you sit down all day, you know, if you are very sedentary in your job or whatever you're doing, the damage is akin to smoking. So, I mean, in that case, I'm on about 60 a day, I think. So.
Oh, no, but you said you were walking around your garden. That was something. That counts for something.
Well, yeah, but until I was pelted inside with rotten tomatoes.
No. Hey, who's going to come over and help you fix the fence? I wish I could come back over there. I wouldn't mind helping you out.
Well, that's what this guy, the tree surgeon's supposed to be doing, because he does a sideline in fencing and in all sorts of things.
Is your fence made out of trees?
No, but he's gonna do a trellis and I don't know, and another type of a fence, but he's very elusive. You can't find him.
What do you mean you can't find him? Is he camouflaged?
He's lost woods.
Oh, he's lost in the woods. Okay. Oh, this was a good one. Loosening your jeans after you've eaten. Oh. That's the men. Come on. Women, you're not doing that.
But that's a bad sign, isn't it?
That's not a good sign, especially when I was there to help out, you know, to salvage the National Health Service with some new ideas, fresh ideas for the Brits there that were, you know, suffering under a bankrupt system.
Well, they're still suffering. There was a whole news item on that last night saying we can't survive. And there was a documentary program saying that it's actually going to be the lifestyle choices that's going to bankrupt the NHS. People with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, people who are smoking, people who are abusing alcohol.
Yeah.
They all just take up so much of the budget.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's huge. So lifestyle diseases are corrupting. Of course, the treatments for lifestyle diseases is not a better lifestyle. It's obviously more drugs supplied by the NHS, which is bankrupting here in America as well. So question on the election coming up. Does it look like a Labor or does it look like a Conservative Party? What's going to happen and who's predicting what?
Well, the only pundit that anybody's ever really taking any notice of in this particular election is a psychic tortoise.
What? A psychic tortoise. Does this psychic tortoise have a name?
Sheldon.
Of course it's Sheldon.
Sheldon the tortoise.
So what is Sheldon?
Remember Paul, the psychic octopus who predicted the World Cup winners?
Vaguely.
He was in Greece in some restaurant waiting to meet his end.
Yeah.
But then he's, you know, realizing that, he started predicting the World Cup winners. And he was fine until he got it wrong, and then he was toast.
So you Brits like it when inanimate amphibians will predict the weather or the election. So what is this turtle predicting?
No, it's not a turtle. It's a tortoise. A turtle is a sea-going or water-going creature.
Come on, Robert. Get it right.
For me, they're all turtles. I'm so sorry. My offense to tortoises everywhere. So what is the tortoise predicting?
He's doing it in a sand pit.
Okay.
And the colors of the various political parties are being put in the sand pit, and then he is going to the one that he thinks is going to win, and he's, you know, he goes striding boldly over to it.
Okay.
But it turns out he's not a fan of Nigel Farage and the UKIPers.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know who he really is going to, but he's probably going to be a bit of a swing voter.
Nigel Farage and the what?
UKIPers.
The UKIPers.
That kinda, doesn't that sound like a 50s rock band or something?
That could be.
The real title is UKIP. It's the UK Independence Party, but I just kind of christened them the UKIPers.
All right. Well, are they typically, when they say independent, are they literally kind of in between right and left, or are they leaning any particular direction?
They're kind of completely out of the ballpark and down the streets.
Okay, one of those. Well, listen, you know, it's a mess over there. I know when I was there, they were already talking about the election upcoming. Nobody seems to know what to do with the NHS, although we had a great session, and we're almost out of time here, but we had a great session with the Alliance for Natural Health UK and Europe, and I hope everybody will, you know, avail themselves of the information when it comes out as a white paper. But Amanda, any predictions you want to make as we have to run here?
Election.
Or the turtle. Tortoise, I'm sorry.
Well, the tortoise, I think, is probably waiting to hear a few more of the debates before he makes a final move towards one of these parties.
Okay. Well,
myself, I think Labour may get in.
May eke it out, okay.
I hope they don't.
Well, Amanda, we'll check back with you before the election, if we will, and then after, see what's going on with our friends in the UK. UKHealthRadio.com are good friends there that also carry the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Amanda. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. Pip cheerio.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Scott Bell Show. All right, that was a great UK Health Radio update with Amanda Thomas there, Super Don. Only we missed one story about a pigeon, so we're going to get to that in a moment, if you don't mind. Not a clay pigeon, a real pigeon.
I got to tell you, that was a heck of a list. I mean, cleaning wax out of your ears makes Britons feel good.
Classic, dude. No, I wish Americans would clean wax out of their ears. No, I'm just teasing. I want everybody to use the ear candles, but that's not a clean wax, but it'll dry the ear out. Upcoming events. Just want to remind everybody, we've got an upcoming event this weekend. I will hopefully see some of my friends and listeners up there in Syracuse, New York, this very weekend at Nature Times Annual Health Fair in Syracuse. That's this Sunday, April the 19th. Then we have Hoover's Market back in the Orlando area. That's Altamont Springs. Hoover's Market, Altamont Springs, Orlando. That is Wednesday evening, April 29th from 7 to 9. We'll have a live broadcast for the first hour. And then you and TMB, Super D, will have to take over while I do a live lecture down there. Then Unlock Your Power to Heal with TMB and RSV together again at Food and Thought in Naples. That's Friday, May 15th evening. Wine and Food, organic, of course. And a special guest, Sayer G, is going to join us from Green Med Info. Now, that is going to be awesome. And then we have Autism One, Chicago, May 20th through 24th. And that's for all our Midwest friends. Used to hang out in Chicago for the Health Freedom Expo. I hope to see you anytime in that time frame, May 20th through 24th, at the Autism One Conference. Now, with that, let's go to a pigeon story. Have you ever had a bird fly into a window, like you're inside and it didn't see the window? And it kind of
I have had that happen before.
Now, I've had that, and it's kind of scary if you're right there at the window, it's thud, right? I had it once happen that... it was up in Minnesota over on a lake. It was a house I was working years ago on a video project. And this happened, and I went outside. The bird wasn't dead, but it looked dead. And right. I gave it a drop of an accident rescue homeopathic remedy in its beak, mm-hmm. and it immediately fluttered to life and flew away. Yeah, so I didn't have to call anybody. I didn't have to call the paramedics. But in England, not so. The National Health Service, the emergency services are called in when the London paramedics find a collapsed bird was really an actual bird.
And that's funny because apparently, and you know, we learned this with you know, Amanda in the last segment.
Yeah, all the different
terms.
They
have different terminology for things.
I thought it was still English, but we're the ones that speak English. They speak, no, we speak American. I'm sorry.
I guess it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
But yeah, a bird is a term for a woman.
You know, have you ever heard the concept of an old bird? They talk about an old lady, right? So the ambulance service said the paramedic was responding to a report of a collapsed bird. And so they thought, oh, my gosh, a woman has collapsed. They rush out. This old lady, they think, is surrounded by a few people trying to help her. And it turns out it's a pigeon.
It's a bird.
Yeah, and the people evidently, the Brits that called the paramedics for help, they were surprised to learn that the ambulance service in the UK is not for animals. It's just for humans. This evidently, I would have talked to Amanda about it. We ran out of time. But they're now calling it Birdgate on Twitter. So Watergate transcends America. It went back into England, that whole concept. So everything's something gate. So it's now hashtag
That's
Birdgate.
That's pretty funny. Now, you know, I had a very kind of a similar experience as you did with a bird.
Yep, yep.
Except mine was a little bit more fun. Bird flew into the window, and I was there, and there was a girl there at the time that she was just like, oh, we got to take this bird to the, you know, to the vet or something like that. You know, it's hurt and stuff. And it did. It looked dead.
Yeah.
So it would jump in my car, and we're driving to the vet. And all of a sudden, the bird wakes up. And so
in the car, no.
And it starts flapping its wings and freaking out.
Oh, no.
Got the door open, and it flew away, and the car was full of feathers. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad you didn't wreck, because, yeah, when they wake up, if they're in a strange and scary environment, they're literally in what we call fight-or-flight mode. No joke about it.
Yeah, well, it did fight, and eventually it did flight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it out alive, Super D.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. So anyway, what another great show. Thanks to the Sacred Fire of Liberty and Jonathan E. Mort, of course. Thanks as well to Roseanne Lindsay. Those of you who are in Wisconsin and Madison, you can reach her at 608-575-7573. 608-575-7573. And that's Madison, Wisconsin. Also Amanda from our UK health correspondent. It's always great to hear from her. Super D, a lot of fun today, a lot of good healing that we must continue to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, we didn't get to it today, but check it out on the YouTube page and on Facebook for our newest episode of Great Moments in Science.
Great Moments in Science. That's right. We'll get back to it as well. Those are fun. And with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in 23 hours with Dr. Frank King and Liam Sheff. We'll talk about growing food and going back to the land. So stick around for that. In the meantime, the power to heal is still most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.